Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. I hope you're having a great week. Last week, the market dropped, had its worst drop since 2008. And so the first podcast we had this week said, how do you invest if the market's dropping and you are within 5 years of retirement or already in retirement? Well, this is the opposite side of that. How do you invest if the market's dropping when you're younger? Anywhere younger, 20s, 30s, 40s, even 50s, if you have more than 5 years till retirement, what are some common general rules of thumb for investing when the market is dropping? So we're going to dig into that today. And so I'll flip this around. If you happen to be someone that is in retirement listening right now, and you say, well, this doesn't apply to me, you know who it applies to? Your kids and your grandkids. And so it's great to have perspective on how they should be investing. So hopefully this is helpful for anyone. Our financial nugget of the day is an extension of the last one we did. Last time I said, how do we define a market correction? A market correction is anytime the market drops at least 10% from a most recent high. This is the fourth market correction, quote unquote, we've seen in this bull market. But then that leads to the question, well, what's a bull market? Okay, people throw that around all the time. I throw it around. We're sitting on the second longest running bull market in history right now. Well, a bull market is anytime that stocks are going up in value, okay, in general. But how do we define that? Well, we define it by at least a 20% increase in the value of stocks. So how would we know we were getting out of a bull market? Well, that'd be if we had at least a 20% drop from our most recent high. And so if a correction is a 10% drop, a bull market would end. If we had a 20% drop, then we would be in a bear market. All right, so we've had four corrections, that's 10% drops, since this bull market began. But we've still maintained the bull market. We've never had a 20% drop, so that we don't know if that's going to happen. And by the time this podcast goes out, we might know better than I know right now, right? We don't know. But if we had up to a 20% drop, that would be considered the end of the bull market. And again, what is the actual significance of that? This is totally arbitrary. They're just things that we have thrown out in the financial world to say, here's how we define where we're at, right? So we'll see what happens. But there is your financial nugget. If you have any questions as you listen to the show today, certainly if you're a younger person, that could be in your 20s or your 50s, but you're investing, hopefully you get a lot of good information from this. But if you have specific questions about your situation, go to our website. It's mylifeismore.com. That is why we built it. It's a resource for you to ask about your situation. I will get back to you personally. Again, it's mylifeismore.com with any question, and I hope you enjoy the show. What about those folks listening who are in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, or 50s right now? You've got years until retirement, and you're saying, how do I respond when the market's dropping? Or maybe you are an older person right now who has children or grandchildren that are wrestling with what to do. This part of the show is for you. All right, I want to dig into how do you respond if you're younger. Now, this is an interesting thing because when you are younger, mathematically, if we just talked about the numbers here, you can handle a market drop. Right? If the market drops 30, 40, 50%, you have the time until retirement to make that back. And in fact, if we look historically, most people who really build wealth build it when the market is dropping. So if we just look at the numbers, then you could say, wow, this is a great opportunity, right? The market is dropping. Everything is on sale. It's like the market threw a yard sale. And now if you're younger, you can jump in there. You can put a ton of money into it. And wow, you're going to really win in the end. And so in theory, we should all be thrilled if we're younger to have the market drop, right? So why is it so few people are excited about this? Why is it when you talk to young people, and I say young, you can be in your 40s or 50s, they're feeling anxiety right now about this? Because regardless of what the numbers say, the emotional response to going, I've been saving and saving and saving. I've put so much money in, right, into my 401k for years to try to be okay. And now in one foul swoop, you know, 2 years worth of my savings is gone, right? You feel anxiety. And again, the crowd impulse is get out, run in the other direction. That's why record amounts of money were just pulled out of equity markets in the last week, because people, our natural human response is get out. And I don't want to downplay, this is critical. I don't want to downplay how hard it is to run into the market when the rest of the world is running out. We know that's the key to building wealth. We can look at 2008 and go, man, so many people made their wealth, made their fortune, made their retirement. right? By the way they responded in 2008, by running in as the market was dropping. And it's easy with hindsight to go, well, of course you should do that. Of course you should buy as it drops, right? But when you're in it, it is not easy. It is really, really hard. There's two articles that I want to bring up that I read this week that I thought were so helpful to think through. The first is just recognizing how many young people right now have never invested in the midst of a drop. Okay, Bloomberg came out with an article, and I'm going to thank my friend Nathan for passing this to me because I saw him. I walked by him in the office the other day, and he said, hey, have you seen this article? And it was a great article. It says this, is Wall Street's untested millennial majority a risk? Is Wall Street's untested millennial majority a risk? In other words, if anybody working in Wall Street right now, any professional quote-unquote investor that's under the age of 30 has never experienced a real drop in the market, right? A real significant downturn because think about it, 2008, 2009 was the last major drop. That was almost 10 years ago. So if you're under 30, you've never lived through that. And even if you're over 30, you might not have been that invested. So think about it, even 35, 36, 37-year-olds didn't have a lot of money in the market the last time it dropped. And so it wasn't that big of a deal. You know, if you got $500 in the market and you lose 40% of it in 2008, it may not wreck your life. It didn't have the same impact as if you were nearing retirement in 2008. So let's just pause for a minute and think of all the people, all the and an amazing amount of professional quote-unquote investors that have never experienced this. All right, an informal poll said almost 50% of traders, not traders like traders, T-R-A-D-E-R, professional traders on Wall Street, would fit this bill. A lot of young people. I don't know if that's not an actual percentage. They just kind of did an informal poll. But a large percentage of people working on Wall Street are younger people. And this then applies across the board to younger professionals that are investing, that are just started, they've been putting money into 401ks for the last 10 years, have never experienced this. What will they do if the market drops? That's not their fault. It's not like they've done something wrong for not having experienced it. It's just important to think in your mind, so many people have never experienced this before. Okay, one quote in that article was a little scary to me. It was by a 29-year-old who works on Wall Street, and here's what he said. He said, I haven't worked in a different era to this one, but who says we're going back to the old era? That's a dangerous sentiment. Let me read that again. I haven't worked in a different era. In other words, I've never experienced the downturns you're talking about, but who says we're going back to the old era? It's all new, baby. It's all good from here. Well, we don't know that. We would be foolish, young people, to not look historically and assume that things could roll back around, right? But I do think it's important for us, and if you're young, to go, I've never lived through this. So instead of assuming I know what's going to happen, to think about very intentionally, how am I going to respond? If I've never lived through anything like this before, how do I respond right now? I know mathematically it's okay, but what do I do to make sure I'm going to be okay? There was another article that I think is critical, that by far the most important thing I've read about this, and it was an article by, I'm admittedly a fanboy here, a guy named Jason Zweig. I've talked about Jason before. He's a columnist for the Wall Street Journal, and I just think he's spot on most of the time. If you've never read his stuff before, just Google Jason Zweig, Z-W-E-I-G, Wall Street Journal, and up will pop a lot of his articles. Just a thoughtful, wise gentleman. And he wrote an article that I think everyone should read this week. We're going to post a link to it on our website. I just think it's so helpful, and especially if you're a younger person or if you have kids or grandkids, this is the one to forward to them. Okay, the title of the article was, When Investing in Stocks Makes You Feel Like Throwing Up and You Do It Anyway. Okay, When Investing in Stocks Makes You Feel Like Throwing Up and You Do It Anyway. I want to read an excerpt from this just because I thought, never have I read something so honest from a, quote, professional investor. All right, he writes about investing. He's known around the world. But he goes back, and basically the whole article is him going back to 2008, 2009, where he kept kind of a detailed journal and looking at exactly how he responded and being honest about how hard it was, even for him, someone who has studied this his whole life, someone who understands that as the market drops, you should be sticking with it and buying into it. He talks about how hard it is. And this, I think, is the best thing that any younger person, and by younger, I mean if you're not within 5 years of retirement, should be reading. Let me read you an excerpt from this. In those 18 months from October 2007 through March 2009, I shoveled more money into stocks 85 times as the U.S. stock market fell 55%. So in other words, he very intentionally, because he knew it was the right thing to do, was putting extra money into the stock market as the market was dropping because he knew it was on sale. But that wasn't easy. Listen to this. All of this makes me sound so implacable and calm and wise, but hindsight is full of lies. I did add all that extra money deliberately. Week after horrifying week, the more the market went down, the more determined I became. It was kind of fun at the beginning, then it became work, then drudgery, until the discipline mingled with self-doubt and began to verge on misery. Man, I love this. He says, at first the market was dropping and it was kind of like, yeah, I'm going to put more money into it. That's what I'm supposed to do. But the longer the market continued to drop in 2008, 2009, until it in total lost over 55%, okay? The more it dropped, the more it became a task and a chore. And then he says at the end, almost misery to try to put extra money into it. Because all of us, no matter how much we know in our heads, at some point go, is this ever going to turn around? Or am I losing all my money right now? And of course, it did turn around, and we can now look back and go, after that, after 2009, man, we've embarked on the second longest bull market in history, market up over 300%. Of course, you should have been putting money in, because now look at the explosion of growth you experienced. But when you are in it, it doesn't feel that way. And please, please, please take a minute and go read this article, because it's so blunt and honest about how hard it is to put money into the market when it's dropping, no matter how much you know in your head. Okay? By the way, if you're just joining us, this is Chris Burns. You're listening to More Than Money, and we're talking about how do you respond to the market dropping. And we already discussed if you're an older person, if you're in retirement or close to it. Now we're talking about for younger people. If you missed any part of the show, go to my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can listen to this and past shows. You can also ask any questions about your specific situation. Again, it's mylifeismore.com. But please read this article, Jason Zweig, When Investing in Stocks Makes You Feel Like Throwing Up and You Do It Anyway, and pass it on to your kids and your grandkids. We'll put it up on our website. It's just so worth the read. So what does all this mean for young people? It means this. The key for you is picking a risk that you can stick with, because we know study after study has been done. No matter how much we feel like we can take risk, right? It'd be better for you to be a moderate investor and stick with it and not pull your money out when the market drops than to be an aggressive investor that's gung-ho and, yeah, I'm going to take over the world and I'm going to risk all this, but then the moment the market drops, to pull your money out. That is what kills. That is where long-term growth goes to die, is by pulling your money out when the market's dropping. And so this, the only thing I can say is don't waste the last 2 weeks. It is entirely possible that we will walk into next week and the market will stabilize and grow. No one knows. It could keep dropping. We really don't know. And anyone that tells you they know is full of nonsense, right? They're full. They have no clue. In fact, let me just pause on that for a minute. I get so frustrated when I hear people trying to explain why the market dropped, waxing eloquent about, well, inflation is going to be increasing and people worried about that, because they have to have an excuse. They have to have a reason, because they didn't predict it right 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and now they have to come back and act like they understand what's going on. Okay, they don't. No one knows. It's a crowd mentality. The market's dropping. That is what it is. All right, so, and we don't know next week. Will it go up? Will it keep dropping? We don't know. But let's pretend for a minute that it does go up. Let's pretend for a minute that the market stabilizes and kind of goes back to growth, and we end the year fine. All right, if that were to happen, please don't waste the last 2 weeks, young person. Please don't waste this, because this is an opportunity to actually know how you feel about risk. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, if you're 30 years old, you had never lived through a significant downturn. Never. So now you have, right? It hasn't been crazy. We're 10% down, a little over 10% down, okay? The world is spinning. We're all fine. But now you know how you feel about risk. If you were terrified, and if you went in and sold things out of your 401k and went to cash because you wanted to not lose anymore, now you know that. And if you didn't blink an eye and you didn't care, you also know that. All right? But you've got to invest based on the risk you can handle. I talked about it before the break. It's like a roller coaster. I know and you know that you're not going to die if you get on Space Mountain and you go into the roller coaster, right? You know you're going to be fine. But some people do that and have a great time. Other people do it and they throw up and they can't, you know, they're sick for 3 days. If you know that the market dropping makes you sick and you cannot handle it, then you need to pick a risk you can handle. Because far better for you to live with a risk you can handle and stick with it through the bad times than for you to pick an amount that's not realistic for you and jump out. And the last 2 weeks has shown you how you feel. So now is the time to adjust your portfolio to match that. All right, if you know you can handle risk, it didn't even bother you, and you're 35, 40 years old right now, and the market took a dip and you didn't even notice it, maybe you should be taking more risk. Right? Maybe if you look at your portfolio, the best thing to do when you look at your portfolio and your 401k, for instance, all right, pull up your 401k statement. There's going to be a balance in there that shows you, like a pie chart, that shows you the percentage of your portfolio that is sitting in stocks and the percentage that's in what we would call fixed investments, bonds, cash, things like that, things that aren't going to drop much when the market drops, right? That percentage, that bar graph is kind of like the speedometer in your car, right? If you have 85, 90% of your money in stocks, it's like going 85, 90 miles an hour. You're going to go a lot faster towards where you, growth. You're going to see massive growth because you're going so fast. But when the market crashes, if and when it drops, it's going to be a lot more violent of a crash, right? If you're going 90 miles an hour on the interstate and you hit someone, it's going to be a devastating crash. And so you can expect that if you have 90% of your money sitting in stocks in growth mode, then when the market drops, you're going to get a massive drop. But that's okay when you're younger. That's the time to buy more, right? We know that mentally. But you have to be ready for that kind of drop. If you've got 50% of your money in stocks, then when those are crashed, like you're going 50 miles an hour, it's not as bad, right? So the less money percentage sitting in stocks, the slower your growth will be, but also the less violent that crash will be. And so if you're a young person, now's a great time to evaluate. Maybe you can handle a faster portfolio. Maybe you should bump it up closer to 80, 90% if it didn't bother you to see the market drop the last few days. On the flip side, if you were sitting at 95% growth, now might be the time if you freaked out and it was really hard for you emotionally, maybe you need to tone that back a little bit so that you can stick with it over time. Again, that is the secret to long-term success. And I would say, just like I did earlier, if you don't know how to judge that, or if you go, man, I need to think through this, I want to be successful, but I don't really know. I don't know how to handle this and how to invest and stick with it long-term. I love sitting down with young people because we're able to chart a course that has such an impact over time to help you pick a risk level you can stick with and to show you the impact of sticking with it. It's amazing the difference that makes. If you've never done that and you want to walk through a process to think, how do I take my whole financial world, which includes how you invest, but it's the whole picture, and point it towards the dreams you have for the future, and you don't know how to do that, please come sit down with me. Let's do that free consultation. It's mylifeismore.com. You can go on our website and sign up. You can call us 855-224-3526. I know it's early, but we have an amazing team standing by. They can help you set up that free consultation. Again, 855-224-3526 or mylifeismore.com so that you can feel confident in the risk level you've picked and the trajectory towards the future, right? So that your whole financial world is pointing towards a place in the future so that the next time the market drops, which it will, and the next time that it explodes, which it will, you can feel confident you're on the right path. You don't have to go make some massive change. You're off that treadmill of, oh my gosh, do I jump in or get out? What do I do? You already have planned it out. You've already built a plan and you just keep running in that direction. It's so much peace over time. Please take advantage of that if you've never done it before.